My name is Claudine Ronquillo, and I'm an animator in the Families of Nazareth movement in Northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me as I continue to read reflections based on the Sunday scriptures prepared by the Families of Nazareth Movement USA. This reflection will be for Easter Sunday, Year B, Sunday, March 31st, 2024. We will begin with a prayer that can be used to open or close your reflection time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father, great is your mercy. My true vocation is intimacy with you in the kingdom of heaven. May the new model of righteousness your Son has given me, as I have done, you should also do. Open me more to your mercy and transform me into your divine likeness. Dear Jesus, holy is your name. May your prayer, that they may be one as you, Father, and I are one, become my own desire. Teach me how to build up the unity of your mystical body by embracing and living out my vocation to authentic holiness and happiness. Dear Holy Spirit, amazing is your grace. Grant me your gifts in order to always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks, the reason for my hope. Thank you that through you I can encounter Jesus daily in the Eucharist, the source of my hope, even in the situations of my life that are most difficult to understand. Dear Blessed Mother, source of my joy, blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. As a vessel of the Holy Spirit, teach me to live the beatitudes of your Son. Wrap me in your mantle, where I can believe in his mercy and fulfill my vocation to be salt of the earth and light of the world. I ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer was taken from the Families of Nazareth USA Summer Retreat 2011. This week I will be reading from the book In the Arms of Mary by S. C. Bila, pages 156 through 160. We will begin our spiritual reflection with a verse from the Sunday Gospel. This is John chapter 20, verse 4, 6, and 8 through 9. They both ran. When Simon Peter arrived, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. And now I will read from the book In the Arms of Mary. In certain stages of interior life, you will indeed discover something terrifying in yourself. You will be convinced that it would be pure folly to go the way of the cross. You will know when the experiences of the desert are intensified. As soon as you enter into an increasing degree of darkness, everything begins to rebel in you. Do not be afraid. There is also an opportunity for the weak and for those who have not yet totally believed. The words of Christ, testament pronounced from the cross to Mary and St. John, are a sign of hope for everybody. Quote, Woman, behold your son, behold your mother, end quote. John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27. While dying on the cross, the Savior confides his mother to John, and at the same time entrusts John and everyone for whom he was dying to her who abandoned herself totally to God. Therefore, do not be terrified by your own weakness. You yourself, with your own efforts, will never choose the way of the cross. But in fact, the words of Christ's testament are a special gift for you. You also are a child of the Mother of God. You have a particular right to these words. Therefore, why are you afraid? Why do you want to carry your cross alone? In fact, this is the precise cause of your torment. In your stubbornness and pride, you want to carry your cross by yourself. But in fact, you will not carry it alone. Christ wants you to ask him for help from his mother. Jesus entrusts John and each one of us to his mother. What does it signify? St. John Paul II writes, quote, "Entrusting himself to Mary in a filial manner, the Christian, like the Apostle John, welcomes the Mother of Christ into his own home and brings her into everything that makes up his inner life, that is to say, into his human and Christian eye." End quote. The words he, quote, "took into his home," end quote, John chapter 19, verse 27, signify not only that St. John took Mary into his own house and took care of her, they also signify a completely new form of interpersonal relationship, a communion of life between St. John and the Mother of God. The entrusting of oneself to Mary leads to a special relationship with her. Through Christ's death, God pours his unfathomable love, fatherly and motherly love, over the world. He wants it to reach the very depths of our hearts through the heart of Mary. In entrusting himself to Mary, John introduces her into his interior life in order to share with her everything that constitutes his inner I. As the Pope says, quote, "Such entrusting is the response to a person's love, and in particular to the love of a mother," end quote. From then on, John will resolve all important matters with the Mother of God, asking her to intervene in all of his experiences, even the most personal ones. He wants her to lead him like a mother leads her child. You also begin to build your interior relationship with Mary, just like that of a little child with its mother who loves it. There are two references from the Catechism of the Catholic Church for this week. Paragraph 1019. Jesus, the Son of God, freely suffered death for us in complete and free submission to the will of God, his Father. By his death, he has conquered death, and so opened the possibility of salvation to all men. Paragraph 501. Jesus is Mary's only son, but her spiritual motherhood extends to all men whom indeed he came to save. Quote, "The son whom she brought forth is he whom God placed as the firstborn among many brethren, that is, the faithful in whose generation and formation she cooperates with a mother's love," end quote. Three questions for reflection. Question 1. What experience have I had or do I fearfully anticipate could be awaiting me when I think of following Jesus on the way of the cross? Question 2. Considering that Christ includes me in his suffering, how does this dispose me to enter into my own woundedness and distress, so that with him I may enter the glory of the resurrection? Question 3. If I listen, what does my Blessed Mama whisper to me when I find myself fearful of the cross? A prayer to say after sharing, "Thank you, God, for allowing me to see the truth about my weaknesses and how it calls upon the abyss of your merciful love.